your home for high school football and the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
And we welcome you back here from Rowan University, getting set for the start of quarter number three. Williamstown leading 21-12 over their Southern Regional. Let's go through some scoring for you. The Rams got on the board first, a 21-yard touchdown pass from Dan Higgins to Mike Gazicki. 6-0 the score, 6:36 into the first quarter. The extra point was missed. Marquise Little scored on an 88-yard touchdown run with 11:47 to go in the second quarter. That was the very first play of quarter number two. That extra point was missed, 6-6 the score. It became 12-6 after a touchdown run from Abe Gonzalez from 4 yards out at the 7:15 mark of quarter number two. And then Williamstown took the lead, a lead that they would not relinquish at the 4:49 mark. A 2-yard touchdown run from John Chamberlain. A 2-point conversion was tacked on, 14-12 the score. And then Marquise Little scoring again with just 15 seconds to go in the second quarter. That extra point was good. Little taking it in from 7 yards out, 21-12. Was the score at the half. It is our score as we get set for the start of the third quarter. We step out for one more timeout. We'll make this a 60-second break. We'll come back and get you set. The Rams will get the football. We're back with more high school football in the state finals of South Jersey Group 5 right after this on 105.7 The Hawk.
For complete high school football coverage anytime, log on to ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Get inside the fun at iPlayAmerica, New Jersey's premier indoor theme park and educational complex located in Freehold. For event info, go to iPlayAmerica.com.
Back here from Rowan University, Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, Ed Saraluca. Our final game broadcast of the season. We'll be back on the air Thursday night from the studio doing our top 44 player announcement, player of the year, coach of the year as well. We'll do that all at 7 o'clock on 105.7 The Hawk, 7 to 8, a quicker show to wrap things up and put a bow on this 2012 high school football season, a season of which we hope after the weekend will result in 5 state championships for the Shore Conference. Tough games tomorrow for all 4 Shore teams, and a tough one going on here tonight in the first of the 5 as Williamstown. The Braves getting set to kick off in their black jerseys to the team in white, the Rams of Southern Regional. Matt Peacock booms it away, fielded by Abe Gonzalez at the 5. Gets to the 15, out to the 20, and a tough tackle as Gonzalez crosses the 20-yard line. A late flag thrown as well. Let's check the flag before we spot the football. Gonzalez got out to about his own 23-yard line.
Usually on kickoffs, it's some kind of blocking penalty, a block in the back or a hold, and it is a hold, so that'll set the Rams back even further.
Lovely, gentlemen. It has started to rain here at Rowan. Just what we needed.
Well, it's kind of nice up here, isn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say. That's why I wanted to let you know.
Okay.
So the flag hurts Southern Regional.
Sure does.
But they've been virtually unstopped in the first half. A 93-yard drive and a 94-yard drive for touchdowns. And then another drive where they got stopped on the 4-yard line. So they have moved the ball. Got to do it one more time now.
10-yard penalty back to their own 12-yard line. First down and 10 for Higgins, who's got Gonzalez in the backfield off to his right. 4 wide receivers. Now Gonzalez going to change spots and go running back to the left side. 4-man front from Williamstown. Gonzalez gets it, stacked up a yard over the line of scrimmage, maybe picked up a yard. Bring it to a 2nd and 9. Marcus Riley crashing down from his left defensive end spot, helping out on that tackle, along with Pete Halloran.
Well, you would have to think some adjustments were made by the Braves defense at halftime to take Abe Gonzalez away.
2 receivers left, 2 to the near sideline to the right. Higgins on a 2nd down and 9. Wants to throw. Looks, stops down the near sideline looking for Gazicki. One-handed attempt, but then deflected away at the last second by Boyce, the safety coming over from the top. double coverage helping out. Incompletion, make it third and nine.
Well, that's what you talked about, Matt, earlier. It's one-on-one coverage, but the safety coming over and did a good job that time. The pass was deep enough that the safety had time to come over and really make it almost double coverage. And the Rams now with a third down and nine on this opening drive. And if they don't get a first down here, they'll have to do something they haven't done tonight. That's punt the football away.
11 minutes, 11 seconds to go in this third quarter. Higgins checks the defense over. Two safeties up over the top, a nickel tight package for Williamstown. Higgins gets the snap, has time, wants to go down the seam. He's got a man open, deflected away at the last second. Missed chance there for the Rams. Ryan Jensen had beaten the coverage, deflected away by Arkeem Graves, the corner, at just the last second.
Ball hung up just long enough to Graves to make the adjustment. Jensen was open on the deep post. Higgins saw him, but good reaction time by Graves, who made a touchdown-saving tackle early and knocks that one away. And once again, the Braves, out of this exchange, they'll get great field position.
And they are a man short again. The left guard was not on the field, so close to getting a delay penalty here, but they will get it off.
Boyce and Little back deep, no pressure off the foot of Gazicki. Short punt. This is going to give Williamstown great field position. Takes a little bit of a southern roll, but only to the Ram 48-yard line. So Williamstown will start on the plus side of the 50 with 10:51 to go and an opportunity to make a big statement in this state final.
Yeah, you know, they've had pretty good field position most of the night, Matt. You know, and they'll start this drive on the southern side of the ball. Here's a little adjustment made by the Rams. Gazicki, who has not played defense in the first half, is now in on the defensive side.
First down and 10. Doug Banks, the junior quarterback, going to step up under center. It's been a tight end to either side, a good bulk of the night for Williamstown. From the left hash mark, it'll be Little on the carry. Little with a flag out, spins forward out over the 40. Gets stopped at the 40-yard line, likely to be a hold, thrown pretty immediately after the ball was snapped, and it will be a holding penalty on Williamstown, thrown right at the line of scrimmage.
Referee Joel Belger, this referee group from Bergen County in the state finals. They'll send them all over the state.
That's a long ride down
here,
isn't it?
Boy, I tell you what, they might have left last night. They might have stayed over at a hotel.
It was a long ride for us from Monmouth and Ocean County. Those guys are coming an hour and a half north of where we are. First down here, let's call it 19. Man in motion is Little. This time it'll be Boyce off the right side, bouncing forward, stopped at the Williamstown 48-yard line, where it will be second down and long.
Here's the good thing. They're getting mileage. The guy who drives is going to come away with a heck of a paycheck this
weekend. That's right. That's right. Game pay plus.
All right, so that penalty kind of changes things here, and it, you know, the Rams defense can hold here, get a three and out, turn things around a little bit early in the third quarter.
Second and 14, wings to either side. John Wright checking back in at the wide receiver spot. Banks wanting to throw, going down the seam, wanting that receiver, and it's deflected away. Good coverage by Sheehan. Deflected away. The intended target was John Wright, and it'll set up a third down and 14.
Flag down, Matt. Looks like another hold, I think.
They would probably decline this one, I would think.
I'm going to say no, they won't.
Really? Okay.
Would have been third and 14. Now it should be second and about 24.
When you have a running team, that's the reason why I think you take the penalty.
Good job by Sheehan, though. He had coverage one-on-one, was all over the receiver. Now, I would think here they'll try and throw something to one of those running backs, whether it just be that quick one where, you know, the Banks will step one step back and throw to the back in the flat and make him, give him a chance to run or possibly try and get him down the sideline.
Second and 24, 9:49 to play. In the third quarter, Williamstown up 21-12. Little in motion, going to get the pitch to the near side. Good block on the corner. And Little able to break a tackle or two before getting a few extra yards out to the Williamstown 45-yard line. Still far shy of a first down, where it'll be third and 17.
Nice job by Nick Hem, the corner as he turned that play inside, did not let Little get it to the sideline. We know if he gets down that sideline, it's all over.
He has some speed, ran for an 88-yard score back in the first half. One of two touchdowns for the junior halfback. He will go as a wing right now off to the right side. Stack formation set up with a wide receiver, John Wright. Man in motion was Boyce. Screen set up. Chamberlain's got it. He's got some room in front of him. Into Southern territory at the 40, 35, 30. Player fell down for the Rams inside the 15, inside the 10, stretching forward inside the 5. And the ball will be marked down at about the 1.5-yard line. Great time to call the screen. Executed to perfection. Southern had a defender fall down, and it is first and goal for Williamstown.
Well, the one thing the Rams have to realize by now is Williamstown has not thrown the ball downfield. They throw it to their running backs. And as you said, the screen was set up perfectly. Three or four offensive linemen out in front, only a couple of white jerseys. They got plowed under.
First and goal from inside the two. Banks up under center, split back set up. Chamberlain will get it. Chamberlain piles his way forward and into the end zone for a Williamstown touchdown. 27-12 with the extra point upcoming and a 2-yard touchdown run for John Chamberlain, his second score of the night.
Rams digging themselves a hole. They really are now.
I agree that was a nice call by the Braves on the screen, but when you've got a team third and 16, you've got to be looking screen and draw. Those are the two plays because for a conservative team, if they are going to throw it downfield, that's what they're going to want to do, either screen or draw. Southern not looking for it. I think it's a mistake defensively.
And what Williamstown did a great job of is they sent everyone out on the pattern to the right side, and they screened left. And all the safeties and corners, they all kind of ran with the receivers. And honestly, Ed, once Chamberlain caught it, he had three offensive linemen, four offensive linemen in front of him. There were only two white jerseys on the side of the field.
Yeah,
you knew it was going for a big game.
Yeah, I think Matt said it too. The defender who had a shot slipped. By the way, it is raining very hard now, so look for the ball now. This is not good for Southern because the rain is in their face as it is coming down from left to right. So not going to be easy to throw the ball. Look for the field to get a little slippery and also the ball to get slippery.
Extra point, by the way, has been halted for just a second. Williamstown took a timeout.
Well, 21 unanswered points for the Braves, an extra point away from making it 22.
Looks like they're going for two.
Yes, they are.
Let's see. It is 15 right now. So they want to try and make it 17.
Three scores.
Man in motion is Boyce. Banks rolls right. Wants to throw back to his left. Has a player wide open. And the two-point conversion is good. Everybody went right except for the receiver going back to the left. That was Little who catches the two-point conversion. And we've got a 17-point advantage for Williamstown. 29-12 with 9:29 remaining in the third quarter, and all of a sudden Williamstown has blown this game open a bit.
Yeah, the Rams have really gotten themselves in a jackpot. Listen, they've had great road victories in the playoffs. They've come from behind, but this is a team that is of a level that exceeds who they've played up till this point, and this is the one thing they really did not want to do. They got off to such a great start, but you know, failure to capitalize on opportunities, and really the Williamstown offense has got it rolling. And I think Ed made the call there. I mean, you have to look screen draw, especially with a team that you know really doesn't throw it downfield, and the defense did a poor job on that one.
Matt Peacock getting set to kick off from the 40-yard line. Puts the ball right in the X at the middle of the field. High end-over-end kick. It'll be him from the 6 out to the 15. Now to the 20, running near sideline, taken down, and a flag thrown. This could be a horse collar tackle.
Absolutely.
I don't think so,
guys.
Stop
was made by Harkeem Graves.
Oh, no.
It's a hold, yeah. Thrown on about the 20, so Going to move it back to the 10-yard line.
Back-to-back holding penalties on kickoffs. And really, the Rams now, all of a sudden, we talked about earlier in the game, it was Williamstown making the mistakes, the mental mistakes, and now it's Southern Regional.
Yeah, and as I said, with the rain coming down very hard now, going to be difficult for Higgins to throw the ball. They trail by 17 points, so that is, as you said, Matt, three scores. They've got to try to get something in this third quarter. Still plenty of time, 9:21, but the elements now working against the Rams.
Quick programming reminder for you, Monmouth University basketball on the airwaves of the Shore Sports Network tomorrow, 1160, 1310, WOBM AM. The Hawks will take on number 4, Syracuse, up in the Carrier Dome. Tip-off set for 7 o'clock. Our buddy Eddie Acapinti will lead the broadcast with former Monmouth player Steve Bazaz tomorrow. Pre-game show to start right around 6:45 on our AM networks. And, of course, it's yoursportsnetwork.com. Let's see what Southern can do here offensively. On a 1st and 10, Higgins getting the snap, giving to Gonzalez, stacked up a yard over the line of scrimmage. Not much to work with that time. Out to the 12-yard line. We'll call it a pickup of 2, just barely 2. And it will bring up 2nd down and a long 8 yards.
Just get a sense it's starting to slip away a little.
You know, I'd like to see maybe a little different formation. They've come out in this double set every time, 2 left, 2 right. I'd like to see Gesicki lined up all by himself to see how they cover it. As you can see now,
little different set this time around. Yeah. It'll be a trips off to the left side, single wing back to the right. Gonzalez was that guy. Higgins going to roll to the left. He is in trouble. Fumbles the football. Picked up by Williamstown. Did they get into the end zone? They did. Touchdown for the Braves.
Number 55, Matt.
That is
Pete Halloran, yep. The defensive tackle, who will score on a fumble recovery, and Williamstown all of a sudden has blown this game wide open.
You know, it almost looked like Higgins, as he was rolling left in trouble, being chased, almost sort of shuffled the ball forward. Don't know if he was maybe thinking that it would be a forward pass or not.
Extra point attempt will come here for Peacock to make it 36-12. Good snap, good hold, kick is up, and it's good. Williamstown, 36, Southern Regional 12. We step out for 30 seconds. Remind you that you're listening to high school football in the state final, part of our open MRI of all game of the week on 105.7 The Hawk.
This day and age, we're all trying to save where we can and take care of the things we depend on, like our cars, trucks, and SUVs. Did you know that a transmission preventative maintenance service will help your car get better gas mileage? Have your transmission serviced as the seasons change at Mark's Transmission and Auto Repair. Call today for an appointment at 732-244-7300 or just stop in at 911 Charles Drive in Toms River. For over 30 years, trusted and reliable. Mark's Transmission and Auto Repair. Same old guy, just a new name.
Now, back to the open MRI of Wall High School Football Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
And tonight's game brought to you in part by Ocean First Bank, taking care of Jersey Shore neighbors since 1902 with extraordinary community banking, member FDIC.
Back here from Rowan University, Matt Peacock. To kick off, high end over end kick again. It will be him one more time, this from the 9-yard line, spinning his way forward, getting out to about the 23. Stopped and slowed down there and tackled by a host of black jerseys. And it will set up Southern Regional with a 1st down and 10. And the Rams have been blown out here, quite honestly, in the second half so far. Fumbled recovery on that last score and now a 24-point deficit.
Well, we kind of knew as the underdog, the margin of error was slight for Southern. The margin has gotten very big all of a sudden.
Well, 2 turnovers, the interception and that fumble, both have resulted in actually 16 points because they went for 2 on both of those attempts.
1st down and 10. Gonzalez off the left side. Gets over the 25-yard line to the 26 for a gain of three. Second and seven coming up. Ticking down towards 8 minutes remaining in this third quarter.
Higgins wearing gloves on both hands with a couple of towels wrapped around him, trying to keep the hands as dry as possible.
Second down and seven. Higgins gets it, wants to throw, looking over the middle. This is going to draw pass interference flag. Nick Hem was the intended receiver, and he was contacted by two Williamstown players.
That'll be 15 yards and a first down for the Rams.
I think they're discussing whether the ball was tipped or not, which I don't think it was. Four of the six, discussing this one. And they will call.
Defensive holding. Declined. Personal foul.
There were two flags.
Yeah. One was a personal foul, so 15 yards.
Yeah, the one flag came in late, so that must have been the personal foul. Well, that'll help Southern because that'll get it on the other side of the 40.
First down and 10 for the Rams at their 41. 7:47 left in the third. They're down 36-12.
Higgins back on the attack now, out to his own 41-yard line. Four wide receivers into the pattern. This one thrown up for grabs. The intended target was Sheehan. It falls incomplete, and it will bring up a second and 10.
I think Sheehan kind of stopped on the route. I think Higgins thought he'd be further downfield. That was a timing pattern, and we know when those don't work, it could often be ugly. That one ends up just being an incomplete pass.
Yeah, I don't think if it would have made much of a difference. The ball almost hit the track here at Rowan as he threw it well out of bounds. But Higgins obviously having a difficult time gripping the ball right now and throwing it. Although the rain has let up just a little bit, but still coming down pretty good.
And trying to just get something going as well. Two receivers to the either side for Higgins here on second and 10. His team down by 24. In trouble. Here comes the pass rush. Higgins able to get away. Let one fly. Caught by Gonzalez at the Williamstown 45-yard line. Works his way down inside the Brave 35. Down to the 32. Flag has been thrown.
We're getting a lot of laundry all of a sudden.
Yeah, this quarter only. I mean, we're only, 4 minutes into this quarter, not even. Yeah, 4.5 minutes into this quarter, and we've already seen penalties on just about every play.
Another defensive holding penalty, and this one is declined as well. They'll take the play. Nice job by Higgins rolling to his left to hit Gonzalez in stride.
Penalty declined. It sets up first down and 10 for Southern from the Brave 32-yard line. Rams need points badly just to get themselves back into this football game.
Nice job by Higgins that time to buy himself some time until he found Gonzalez running across the field, hit him in stride. Big game.
Gesicki, the slot receiver to the right. Gonzalez will get the carry, hit and dropped just over the line of scrimmage. Heavy pressure that time applied by the interior part of the defensive line.
Matt
for
Green.
Williamstown.
But Matt Green with a big play there. Well, you can't throw on every down. You got to kind of keep the defense honest, but I think the Braves have sort of found a little solution to Mr. Gonzalez on those runs.
Rain has lightened up just a little bit to a steady drizzle on second down and 9. Clock running, 6:25 to go. Williamstown up 36-12. Higgins gets the snap, wants to throw to the outside. Gesicki will make the catch at the 25. Work forward inside the 20. We'll have a first down to the Williamstown 17-yard line.
Well, it didn't look very pretty. Kind of a wobbly effort out of Higgins that time, but Gesicki wide open. And the Rams are on the move. They severely need a touch right here.
Higgins back to work. Right to the line of scrimmage here. Clock stop with 6:19 showing. Wants the snap, gets it. From the right hash mark, steps up in the pocket. Eludes the rush, looking at the 5-yard line for Nick Hem. That deflected away by, it looked like, Hakeem Graves.
Yeah, it was Graves. In fact, Graves had a good shot at picking that one off as it went off his hands.
Now, Higgins does not run much, and I don't really think he likes to run, but he had some room there. Could have gotten himself a handful of yards and easily stepped out of bounds. Instead, he's trying to thread the needle. Boy, there's not much room there.
Second down and 10. Rams trying to slice into a 24-point deficit. Ball sent from the right hash. Receivers to either side, a pair. Higgins throwing to the end zone. Intercepted. Picked off by Williamstown. It was Boyce who stepped in the passing lane from his safety spot. And Higgins again forcing one. He's been intercepted a couple of times tonight, and that time it is costly.
Well, the problem with that one was simple. The receiver made his cut, and he was open early. Higgins is rolling to his left, and he's kind of throwing across his body. He really can't drill that one. And by the time he threw it, the defensive player was able to make the adjustment and actually stepped in front and made a rather easy interception. And that's the second time tonight Mr. Higgins has been intercepted, also lost a fumble, and it's gotten ugly. They really needed points out of that drive.
Touchback as well, as Boyce was tackled in the end zone, so it comes out to the 20-yard line, where Williamstown continuing to just, at this point, keep adding points and salt this football game away, leading 36-12. Man in motion is Little. Inside carry for Chamberlain. Going to break it to the outside. Outside, going to his right. Gets out over the 30-yard line. Pick up of 12, maybe 13 yards. And it will be a first down for Williamstown. The offense now for the Braves clicking.
Absolutely. And I think we're going to see a lot of Mr. Chamberlain the rest of the night. I think Williamstown probably feels we've got probably got enough points to win it. Not that they're going to sit back, but I would expect we're going to see a lot of ground and pound right here. Let the clock move and let those three running backs do their job.
Chamberlain, Boyce, and Little have all contributed to the offense tonight. They are a three-headed monster. This time it's Little's turn. He's got a couple of scores. Works his way forward out to the Brave 38-yard line. Gain of about 6. Make it 2nd and 4 coming up now with 5:20 remaining in this third quarter. Zach Amir on that last tackle.
Yeah, what the outside runs have done now is it's opened up Buck Sweep and Belly. Belly to Chamberlain, Buck Sweep to Little, and wide open runs right now.
2nd and long 4. Chamberlain gets the carry. Chamberlain breaking one tackle, breaks another. He's into Ram territory, carrying 3 tacklers for an extra 3 or 4 yards. Stacked up here at the Southern Regional 46-yard line. That's enough for a first down.
Well, the Brave fans starting to smell it. Nobody leaving the stands in this driving rain right now on the Williamstown side, that's for sure. They are looking to celebrate, and they're on their way.
Tight ends either side. Split back set. Wing off to the right. Boyce going to get his crack. Boyce breaking it to the outside. Spins off of a tackle and picks up 9. Flag just came out as well. Late flag.
Yeah, that'll be on Williamstown. The guard, one of the pulling guards, just leveled a Southern player very late after the whistle.
That was
Wow. I guess it was the retaliation by Southern. Sorry, gentlemen, sorry. That's not how I saw it, but and the Southern fans and coaches agreeing, I think they made a mistake, guys. Yeah, they did. Well, the eyes aren't going yet, guys.
Good for you, Ed.
Thank you. As they march off 15 against the Braves. Just an honest mistake by the officials. They're getting wet also.
Plus, they had that long drive down here, you know.
Probably thinking right now about a long drive home is what they're thinking about. And with that penalty, puts the ball back in Williamstown territory. Now at the Brave 46-yard line.
It was also a dead ball, Matt. I believe it was a dead ball foul. No, I guess not. They're going to put the, reset the chains at first and 10. See, I thought the ball, I thought it was a dead ball foul, which would have meant that they set the chains and then marked the penalty off. Agree, Matt? What do you think?
Well, why is it first down and 10?
Well, because it was a first down.
Oh, the run was a first down.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
But I thought the play was late after the whistle.
So first and 10 right now from the 46-yard line. Fake reverse handoff. Here's Little spinning once, spinning twice. Cannot get around the tackle of number 28. Check it. 20. Yeah,
Oliver Bissey.
Oliver Bissey.
Nice job by Bissey that
time.
Yes,
he did.
Very, very just stayed home. As Little tried to get around him, couldn't do it.
Just got to be careful on these double handoffs and things like that to stay in your lane and not let that back get outside. And Bissey did a good job there.
Also have to be careful on offense with the double handoff in this rain.
Double tight end set again. Williamstown keeps it on the ground with Little. Starts left, going to reverse his field, try to go all the way across the field. Rams giving chase. Little's in trouble, and he'll get tackled back near the line of scrimmage. Good chase by Logan Sheehan, the safety who kept contained on the far side. No gain on the play. Sets up third down now and long.
When he first reversed field, I thought he might get the corner. But as you said, Sheehan did an outstanding job of staying outside and before help arrived, and they bring him down, and third down and a long here. I guess you got to watch for the screen. I mean, it already worked once in a situation like this quite well.
Screen and draw. That's what you call if you are a D coordinator right now. Screen and draw. Watch it.
Third down and 17. Single back is Chamberlain. He's just going to get it, run right up the middle, and get five to bring up a fourth and 12. Tackle made by Ryan Boyle, and Williamstown will have to punt it away with 2:25 remaining.
Well, they could afford to be a little conservative there.
Absolutely. They
kick
killed
it
about
away.
4 minutes of the clock right
and they,
there.
And they've got with any kind of punt at all. It's another team that has, have they punted? I don't.
Yes, they have.
Yes, they did. That's right.
Twice.
Right.
Hem back deep, awaiting the punt of Dale Masterson. He hasn't punted in a while, though. We'll step into this one about his own 32-yard line. Low snap, fielded, pressure. Masterson pulls it down. Running off to his right, not going to get anywhere close to a first down, and the Rams will take over on downs and catch a little bit of a break.
Well, credit Mike Gesicki for that one, as he was in like a shot, and Masterson had to pull it down. Otherwise, he would have eaten that one.
That's the second time they've had a punt that the snap that bounced back. The first time, Southern put no pressure on, so Masterson was able to field it and get it away. Not that time.
Nope.
So the Rams will take over at the Braves' 39-yard line. A minute and 46 seconds left. And, guys, am I understating the fact that Southern needs to get a touchdown out of this possession?
Desperately need points here, and has to be 7 up on the board. Higgins, who was intercepted the last time out, going to try to get something going here with a first and 10 from the Williamstown 39-yard line. Three wide receivers into the game this time. Two off to the left, one back to the right. Here's the give inside.
They only had 10 players on the field.
They did.
Again.
Yep.
Was one short wide receiver. Sheehan's coming on right now. It was Gonzalez who had the carry.
Yep. Because I looked and said, well, maybe there's a second running back, but it was one running back, three receivers, and no tight end. That's 10.
Yeah, I was just about to say, well, they finally have singled up Gesicki on the other side, and that's the reason why the other receiver was not in the game.
Gesicki this time slot off to the right side with Sheehan. Two receivers up top, far sideline to the left. Gonzalez, after that 8-yard pickup in the backfield on a second and 2, going to lead the way for Higgins on a quarterback draw. Looks like he's going to have enough for the first down. Chains will move. We're inside of a minute to go now in the third quarter. Williamstown, who has scored 15 points in this third quarter, continuing to lead 36-12.
They'll start winding the clock now. They just set the chains.
Ball set up at the Brave 27-yard line. Higgins sets the cadence, gives inside to Gonzalez, who continues to try to pound away at the Williamstown defense. Picks up three off the left side, down to the 24-yard line.
It's been a very different half for second half for Abe Gonzalez. What, had about 150 in the first half? He's got about 10 or 15 in the second half.
Nothing has come easy so far here in this third quarter. 15 seconds remaining on a second down and 7. One safety up over the top. Four wide receivers set into the formation for Southern. Higgins wants to throw. Going over the middle. Looking. He's got a man. Catch is made. Down inside the 2-yard line. Hauled in by number 25, Nick Hem. First and goal for the Rams. That will take us to the end of the third quarter. It'll be Southern Regional Football first and goal when we come back. After this quick break, Williamstown 36, Southern Regional 12. We're back for the start of quarter number 4, right after this with more high school football on 105.7 The Hawk.